The alia isn't a sort of static something. It's a potentiality. And it's a potentiality which is constantly manifesting or giving rise to actuality. So that the alia is all the time manifesting in the total array of our conscious experience, inner and outer. And we can see that in terms of the whole eight vijnana system. Vijnana means consciousness. It's a bit odd in the Yogacara system. It thinks of mind as being made up of eight different consciousnesses, which is a rather odd way of thinking about consciousness, because consciousness is surely, in a sense, whole. It doesn't have bits to it, but clearly it's a metaphor and not to be taken over literally. But the first aspect of developed consciousness, unfolded consciousness to look at, is the manas. Manas means simply mind, but it means the most basic intelligence, the most basic discriminating intelligence that is what forms the impression of a really existent Atman or I and a really existent external independent world. So the manas seizes upon, you might say, the alia out of which it emerges and identifies it as me, I. It thinks of the alia as the owner of experience itself, which is, as we've seen, a rather distinctive Yogacara insight and I think very useful. And it seizes upon the objects, rather it seizes upon the sensations that the six outer senses, outer consciousnesses identify. It seizes upon those and sees them as belonging to a world which is independent of the experiencing situation. Yogacara says there is only the experiencing situation. And that if we didn't just think in those terms, but that we looked at our experience from that point of view, we would be liberated from the craving which produces our suffering. But we don't. We see our experience in terms of something outside it that owns it and something beyond it of which it is an experience. And that's because the manas identifies the alia as I and the sensations as belonging to something that lies outside the experiencing situation. So far, so good? Yeah, this should be fairly familiar by now. We've been over it a few times, but it's still not enlightened. Yep, and we saw that the six senses, that there are five outer senses, five physical senses, which are coordinated by the sixth sense, the manovijnana, which has its own distinct objects of imagination, fantasy, dream, etc. Its own visionary objects. And also has the function of taking the data, so to speak, of the outer senses, the five physical senses, and coordinating them into an integrated experience of a world, which is then seized upon by the manas as real and independent. We saw that the task that Vijnanavada, Yogacara, sets us is to move from reading into our experience something that isn't really there to just experiencing. And this is talked about in terms of the Trishvabhava doctrine, the Parikalpita Svabhava, the illusory or imagined reality, is looking at the paratantra svabhava, the underlying flow of experience, which is a real flow. And identifying that paratantra as containing an Atman and dharmas, that is a real existent grahaka, grasper, and a real existent grahya, grasped. So the parikalpita is seeing in the paratantra what is not really there. And we shift to the Parinishpana, which is looking at the Paratantra and not seeing it in those terms, seeing it as just experience, mere experience.